Welcome to BRYC Connect,
a monthly segment run by your local youth councillors where we talk about what's on in Bathurst for youth and the community.
So listen up as we share all the deets on all things youth council and play some absolute bangers along the way.
We are BRYC Connect.
Hi everyone, my name is Jessie and I'm one of the youth councillors in Bathurst and we're here to have a chat with you all. I'm here with Kiralee and Megan. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi everyone, my name is Kiralee. I'm the Deputy Youth Mayor for the Bathurst Regional Youth Council and I'm 19 years old.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm one of the youth councillors and I'm 13.
I am Jessie and I am currently 17 and I'm also a youth councillor. We're going to talk about some interesting things that we've got in the works and what we've been up to recently.
One of the exciting things that some of our youth councillors have been participating in is visiting Widden, which is a local aged care facility. We've been able to be spending time with them, we've been doing board games and craft, and I personally have really enjoyed it. And yeah, I think it's really great and important for us as young people to respect our elders and learn from them. And I think this has been a really good opportunity and experience, and I thoroughly look forward to it every month. What do you guys think?
I've only been to one of them, but I had a great time meeting all the locals and learned out where they were from and their families. It was really great to experience something different, like outside of what, like the youth. We had to expand that age gap.
Yeah.
I've only been to two, but so far I've had a lot of fun. I've done the board games, the gingerbread making. That was a bit hectic, but it's been very fun talking and spending some time.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward to going to it. We do it each month on a Wednesday, and we love seeing the same residents' faces come up. You'd think that they'd probably had enough of us, but they look forward to coming each month.
Yeah, it's amazing, I reckon.
Yeah.
What else have we been up to? We've done a couple of other things. Christmas time, we had a couple of things on Miss Trail's house. That was really interesting.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too.
I didn't go, so.
Oh. What else have we got going on?
Well, this we have Youth Week coming up very soon. Not this week. We've got a few months to go. But we've got lots of exciting things in the pipeline for that. So definitely keep an eye out for what we have coming up.
That should be around April, I believe. So
yes.
Keep calendars open because
Fun
things coming up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And another thing, we also have a social media account on Instagram. So please follow us. It's Bathurst_youth, just to keep up to date with what we've got going on and just some quotes and pictures of us and learn a bit more about what we're all about. So give us a follow.
Yeah, it's amazing. I reckon it's time for some music. What do we think, guys?
I think that's a good idea.
If anyone has seen the new movie, Anyone But You, this song is an absolute banger. Back in the late days of like the 90s or the 80s, but it's an absolute banger. It's unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
I am unwritten, can't read my mind, I'm undefined. I'm just beginning, the pen's in my hand. Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Drench yourself in words unspoken, live your life with. The rest is still unwritten. Yeah. Oh, oh. I break tradition. Sometimes my tries are outside the line. Yeah, yeah. We've been calling. tradition to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find.
Wasn't that just an absolute banger? we're now going to talk about some events that's going on around town. Where in Oberon, we've got the Oberon Show on the 10th of Feb. Looks to be a lot of fun. A couple of different events going on there too. Definitely be there, but yeah.
Another event that's coming up this Friday is for all the soccer lovers. The Western Sydney Wanderers will verse the Newcastle Jets at our very own Carrington Park. There's a local girl playing, Kush LaRue, so I would recommend if you'd like to go and watch a game of soccer and support our local Kush LaRue, why don't you buy a ticket? Tickets are still available, so yeah, I think that's a great opportunity for our Bathurst area.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of it yet, there's the Eglinton Fair coming up. It's really good. You should really go if you haven't. There's a bunch of different stalls run about different students and different performances as well with a couple of bands, so you should really check it out.
Also in Oberon on the 24th of February is the Oberon Rodeo. It's at the Oberon Showgrounds, starts at 8 a.m. It's going to be a day fun-packed of lots of events. Anyway, there is canteen and other food vendors. There will be live music all the way into the night, so plans to be a long night for that one.
I have to say, you can't beat the Oberon Rodeo. It's always a good day and night out.
Mm-hmm.
Another event we've got coming up is on the 22nd of February, which is on a Thursday. The Wiggles will be holding a free concert in the CBD.
Yeah.
This is a part of the Supercars Bathurst Superfest. So I think this is a great family activity. And yes, there's lots of information out there about the car races. I don't think the three of us are as into the car races as Aston and Jasmine were on our previous podcast episode. But yes, definitely go and support the car races and the Wiggles.
Wiggles, yay.
Yes.
Our next hit is Flowers by Miley Cyrus. If you didn't know, she recently got a Grammy, so that's just great.
Grammy winner, woohoo!
We were good, we were gold,
found a dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you, I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, see things you don't understand.
But yeah, Miley Cyrus got a Grammy for Song of the Year. And if you didn't know, Taylor Swift got Album of the Year, which I'm sure the Swifties know.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
Taylor Swift is a hot topic at the moment.
She sure is.
Are you guys going to her Eras tour?
Unfortunately not.
No, me either. It was hard to get tickets.
It really was. People at my school lining up for it in the middle of the day.
Some people had like 7 devices open at once trying to get a ticket.
You know what I find quite sad? Harry Styles wasn't at the Grammys.
Wasn't he?
No. He decided it was his birthday, so he took the day off.
Oh, don't blame him.
didn't want to go to the Grammys.
That's a fair excuse.
Yeah, it was. I did watch for like 5 minutes, maybe.
Did you?
Yeah, last night, yeah.
Oh, good.
I saw it, what's her name? Luke Combs and someone who sings Fast Car. Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman,
They sung it together. It was really good, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. What did you guys think about the outfits? Did you have a favourite?
Oh, they were definitely interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked Taylor Swift's outfit, I have to say. I'm not personally a Swiftie, but I really liked her outfit. Yeah. I think it was very elegant.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it was quite pretty, though.
It was.
Black and the white,
It was very, looked like Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
That, you know, the Tom Cruise, the way she wore a Tom Cruise, the black and white.
Mariah Carey was looking pretty good, though, when she was given
she always does.
Award. Yeah,
she's stunning. Always queen.
Yeah.
Stunning.
There's lots of, yeah, Yeah, so back into events.
Yeah, back into some local events going on. Speaking of music, we've got some musicals coming up around town. The Stannies and MacKillop Combined Musical Freaky Friday. It is on the 3rd to the 6th of April. Looks like a killer cast. Looks absolutely amazing. But also the Mamma Mia musical, it's currently on tonight and tomorrow night. There's probably still tickets available, so head up to the website and you'll be able to have a look at that. It's a senior school musical for Scots.
All Saints College.
All Saints College. Sorry, it changed a while ago and it never registered in my mind that it changed, but looks to be an absolute killer, thriller, amazing.
Yes, I'm excited to be going. I'm going on the Saturday, the matinee, so very excited for Mamma Mia. Mm. Sounds good. There's lots of talent over there, so looking forward to it.
Amazing.
Another event that's coming up is Seniors Week. So Seniors Week is coming up, and to celebrate and to get to know some of our local seniors, the Bathurst Regional Youth Council will be holding a free event, and it's called Cuppa with a Youth Counsellor. Where the seniors can come and talk to us and get to know us, and we will get to know them. The event is from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Monday, the 18th of March. This will be held at the Railway Museum. If you yourself are a senior or you know a senior who might be interested to come and have a cuppa with us, please let them know and we hope to see you there.
Speaking of fun events, the Winterfest dates have been released and I know everyone loves that. So it's been released from the 6th to the 22nd.
21st, I think.
Check out their Facebook. They'll have that all on there, hopefully.
And I think that's of July, isn't it? Is it July? Yeah. 6th to the 21st of July. Yeah. So they've given us plenty of notice to book those tickets to go ice skating. Do you guys like ice skating?
I love ice skating.
I broke my arm on ice
skating. Oh, dear goodness.
You've just got it in for the ice skating.
Yeah. They were pretty good donuts, though, last year, I will say that.
There's food really as well. I'd probably go for the food, not the ice skating.
Food night or something? A food.
Oh, yeah, there is. We'll have to keep an eye out for when that is.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Also going on the 6th of April at the Stannies School, there is an open day for anyone that's interested in sending their boys there or anything, but that's something else that is going on.
My favourite activity that's coming up is the Young Rural Achievers event, which is run by the Royal Bathurst Show each year. So the Royal Bathurst Show hold the Young Rural Achiever competition and the entries close on the 23rd of February. So I personally have entered this competition. I think I've done it for 7 years.
Wow.
And I've really enjoyed it. I get excited when I see that the entries have come back up. I enter again. And it's always exciting. It's a great learning experience, a great opportunity. I think you have to do a written resume and a cover letter, and you have to do an in-person interview, which goes for about 5 to 10 minutes in front of a panel of judges.
Right.
So I couldn't urge this experience enough. I think it's really great. I know a lot of local schools encourage their students to participate, but there's lots of different sections. So there's junior, intermediate and senior, I believe. So enter that. I strongly encourage it. It's been a great opportunity for me, and I know the judges are really, really looking forward to it. Yeah. So, yes, definitely urge that. Yeah. If you haven't looked at it or done it before, you don't have to be from an agricultural background, so I think it's a really great opportunity. And, yes, reminder that entries close on the 23rd of February. If you go on to the Bathurst Royal Show website, you can click on Young Rural Achievers and go from there.
Is that the thing that you do in teams where you gotta like roll a swag up and take
That's a different thing. The Farmer's Challenge.
Oh, okay.
Close, but no, Young Rural Achievers, it's just a really good opportunity. And so you just have to enter it and then the judges come to your school or your location and actually interview you there and they ask you, I think it's about 10 questions. So some of the questions from a few years ago, they're easy ones like who's our local MP, so Paul Toole, or questions One of the questions two years ago was how the war in Ukraine was affecting agriculture in Australia.
Oh.
That was a difficult question. So the questions haven't been released yet, but hopefully they're not that difficult. They're important. They're really important questions.
Yeah.
And great to get your knowledge around different topics. So
yeah.
Definitely recommend entering it if you haven't already.
Do you win anything?
You do. Oh, well, you win a ribbon.
Love a good ribbon. Love it.
No, it's sponsored by Macintosh McPhillamy. Local business, and they, sponsor. So you win a ribbon, as far as I'm aware. And if you win overall champion, I think I won a trophy.
Oh, wow.
A ribbon, and I think I won a gift as well.
Oh.
So, yeah, really lovely.
Interesting.
And it's just a good experience,
yeah.
You know. So, and it's good on your resume. Imagine how good it's going to look on your resume if you're applying for future jobs.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, winner of intermediate section young rural achievers. Like, it just looks good as well. So, and it is good.
Yeah.
It is good and it looks good. So
you've convinced me to sign up. So
good.
That's a plus.
That's great. What about you, Megan? Are you going to sign up?
I haven't even heard of it.
Oh, well, now Megan's heard of it. We've got two more entrants. So that's exciting.
Wow.
Thank you for that, Kirillie. That sounds really good. Jesse, I think you did have something to say about Headspace.
Yeah. There's a Headspace youth reference group that is looking for some volunteers. It's just a group of people that come together to discuss teen mental health and what they can do to provide support for young people going through a tough time. If you head over to their Instagram or their Facebook or their website, have a look. You can sign up. It's free. But go have a look. There's a good video on there that I watched the other day. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, that's good. Speaking of school, I think, you know, everyone's just gone back to school last week.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that I would like to stress I've finished the HSC in 2022. So one thing that I would like to stress from my experience is to not be ashamed to reach out and ask for help.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's such a stigma, you know, you don't ask for help, you look weak, you know, but it eats away at you. And I struggled with mental health in high school. And I know if I didn't reach out and, you know, tell a teacher or talk to the school counsellor and ask for help, I don't think I would have been able to finish the HSC.
Yeah.
So your marks and results don't define you. I think that's one thing that's really important. No one's asked me for my results since I finished high school.
Wow.
And, you know, so they don't, like, they do matter. Don't put that aside.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't define the person that you are.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, So don't feel afraid. Don't be worried about what others will think about you if you reach out and ask for mental health support.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to the people at Headspace. You can reach out to the local counsellor, talk to a teacher, your family, your friends.
Yeah.
And I know that there's so many amazing support systems in Bathurst, and we're very fortunate.
Exactly.
So
if you didn't know, Bathurst High just recently announced that they got a wellbeing dog for the school. Her name's Luna. And she's been she's only 12 months, and she's been in training since she was 3 months old. And it was like, whoa, everyone was in awe at the assembly today. So it was really nice.
Oh, that's amazing that schools are doing that now. That's
amazing.
And I know that that would support a lot of people. Bathurst High is lucky. Yes, definitely reach out.
That's amazing,
Yes, for you to feel your best. So another song that we've got coming up is Sunday Best by Surfaces. And I love this song. I just think it's a good bop. And
good bop.
So, have a listen to this one.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round. Because everyone falls down sometimes, but
you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Turku, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, some days you wake up and nothing works, you feel surrounded. Gotta give your feet some gravity to get you grounded. Keep good things inside your ears just like the waves and sound it. And just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Turku, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Turku, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
Well, that was an amazing song. Thank you, Kira Lee. There's lots of exams coming up in the next couple of weeks. So if you're looking for study spaces to go, just have a chill time, just work on your work, the Bathurst Library is open majority of the week, I believe. I don't have the exact times, but it is open, free to the public. It's got all textbooks and everything you could need. Also, something that's very popular in my age group is the CSU Library. You're allowed in for free before 5 o'clock, I believe. Then after that, it is closed to only the uni students. But I've been there a couple of times. They've got little private rooms you can book, and it's absolutely fantastic to just study, work, and chill. It's great. Megan?
So the Bathurst Park Run is coming up, and it's a free 5 kilometre run or walk out by the community for the community at the 8 a.m. every Saturday morning at the
Bicentennial. It's a confusing name.
It is. Park. Check out their Facebook for more info and all that.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. We should all do it. Imagine like a Bathurst Regional Youth Council is just... I would be walking, full credit to everyone that runs the 5 kilometres. Yeah. Another thing, speaking of community, is I've recently joined the Bathurst Leo Club, and that's a junior version of the Lions Club. So the ages are from 12 to 30, I believe. And it's just a group of young volunteers making a positive impact on their community. And I just think that's fantastic. So I was super excited to learn about this and become a part of it. A friend mentioned it to me as she was already a member. So I strongly urge all young people, if you'd like to volunteer and help make a difference, join the Bathurst Leo Club.
Oh, wow, fantastic. Yeah. One last thing for this afternoon. We had a gentleman named... Alan, I think it was Alan. Who was it? Alan?
It was Tony.
Tony. Oh, sorry. It was
close
Tony.
Enough.
He spoke to us at our meeting yesterday afternoon about a company that he works for. It's called The Youngsters. It's a group of teenagers aged 14 to 24.
I think it's 16, isn't it?
16
yeah.
up. 16.
16
up.
Yeah.
Provide assistance to the elderly in free group sessions for their technology, something as simple as sending an email or giving their family a call. You can sign up, have a look on our social media for a post coming up soon about that as
and
well.
And I believe that the youngsters get paid, is that correct?
I
believe the fact that you are helping elderly people with, you know, tasks that we may find simple, but we've been brought up in a different generation. So I think it's such a fun idea. If I was really tech savvy, I would love to do it, but I would probably be more of a hindrance than a help, I think, when it comes to technology. But
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Well, that's our time up at 2MCE. We thank you all for listening.
And a huge thank you to Faith at 2MCE for having us for our monthly podcast.
Yep.
I think it's a great opportunity for us.
Yeah.
Many people get this opportunity, and it's really lucky that we get this, so thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. But, yeah, the youth councillors in Bathurst signing off. Jessie signing off, BRYC Connect.
Megan signing off from BRYC Connect.
And Kiralee signing off from BRYC Connect.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.